National Weirdo Podcast starts now. Shit. We're just talking to some creative friends earlier. One's a writer and a musician. Another one's a musicker type. And we were talking about confidence, lack of confidence, giving a shit, not giving a shit. And I thought some of the stuff that we were talking about there would be useful to talk about with you, whoever you are, wherever you are, on this Professional Weirdo Podcast. So the two individuals I was talking with would be the people who would lack self-confidence, who would do care what people think, who judge themselves too harshly, thinking about what other people think about themselves. They're the type of people who don't want to, make proclamations about themselves. They don't want to seem like, to some people's eyes, like, confidence is viewed as arrogance. They don't want to seem arrogant. They don't want to seem like they're full of themselves or whatever, right? So, consequently, when you do that, it kind of like, you suffer in a way that if you're not willing to fight for yourself and fight for your work, really no one else is. So if you don't stand up for yourself and stand up for your work, no one else is. And then it's going to be passed over. And then it kind of turns into this loop where you're like, well, see, I am shit. I suck. Everything I do sucks because no one pays attention. But it's like, you know, if you get your chance to speak in the world, like if you go back podcast episodes, I don't even know which one it was, but I was likening being a creator and making things to being up on a stage or being in front of a podium in front of a crowd, and it's your chance to speak, to say something and what you're going to say. So you think about if you're going to give a speech and you go up there and say you had to give an introduction, and on one side you're like, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm the most amazing creator of this in the world, and I've done this, and I'm going to talk about these things that, well, you know, a confident introduction versus going up there and being like, hey, what's up? I'm this guy, I do this stuff. It's kind of, I don't know if it's any good, but I hope you'll like it. But if you don't, it's cool anyway, because, you know, whatever. Like, who are you going to pay attention to, right? Probably the first person. Some of you are going to be like, fuck that asshole, you know, but more likely than not, that the first person is going to get the attention, the emotional and temporal bandwidth versus the other person, because they don't even believe in what they're saying. They don't believe in themselves. So why the fuck should you believe in them? You shouldn't. If someone's not, doesn't believe in themselves and what they're saying and doing, you shouldn't believe in them, because it's like, hey, you don't even believe in you. Why am I going to believe in you? And I mean, we all do, right? There's all people we know that we put time and energy into because we believe in them more than they believe in themselves. But if that doesn't change, then it just becomes a sinkhole. I'm going to drink some water. Excuse me. So I was arguing the position that I've done stuff on this in the past on, I think, on my YouTube videos, that if you're not even on your own team, then no one else is going to be on your team. So you at least need to be on your team. You at least need to believe in what you're doing. You at least need to be excited and sound excited and passionate about what you're doing, because if you're not, no one else will. So imagine, it's not sales, you know, we're talking about creating things, but when you tell people about what you're doing, you share it. It is like sales. It's like marketing, because you want them to be interested in it. You want them to read it. You want them to listen to it. You want them to play it. You want them, right? So it's marketing, it's sales. So, all right, so you go to buy a new phone or something, right? You don't know anything about phones. Let's say there's no internet. The only thing you can learn about is what you hear from the salesman of the phone. And, you know, you have salesman one selling, you know, phone A. And he's like, this is the most amazing super ultimate Pixel phone that's ever been created, and it does this and that, and you'll love this, and has this feature and that feature and blah, 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 right? Really selling it to you. Like, this is a great thing. It will enhance your life. You'll like it. Sell, sell, sell. Confidence, confidence. Promise, promise, sell, right? Versus they try to sell you the other phone. He's like, well, you know, this phone, the manufacturer tried really hard, you know, like did their best, but you might not like it. I mean, if you like it, that's cool. But if you don't like it, I mean, whatever, like, you know, it's, you know, yeah. Oh, by the way, it's transitioning. This phone's transitioning to transform into a car. It plans to, and it's having a really hard time, and it's kind of depressed, and like, you know, what the fuck? You're going to be like, well, fuck that phone. I want the other one. And I know it's a very rough, raw, coarse example. I'm not saying that directly about people. I'm just trying to make an example to get you to think about and listen to yourself, both your self-talk and what you say to people. And type about yourself, both in how you to describe yourself and your work when you're sharing it online through text, and also how you're sharing and talking about it in person through the use of your physical face mouth, like I am right now. Because I myself, I like being sold on stuff. I like going to the store and I want this thing to be talked up, and I'll, all right, dude, you sold me, I'll buy it. And with people's work, it's the same thing. If I meet someone who made a movie, let's say, hey, so tell me about your movie. Well, you know, it's kind of a takeoff on this YouTube channel who does, and well, I'm just, dude, I don't care. I'm not going to spend my time on your thing, because if you can't even explain it, you can't even believe in it, you don't, you're not even excited about, why am I going to spend my time on it? So this is just a way. And also, you know, this self-talk, it affects, and you know, both how you speak to people about your work and the self-talk affects you. It affects your confidence. It affects your ability to create, because every day when you sit down or stand up, if you have a standing desk or however you're doing your work, if it's like, oh man, this thing, look at it, like, oh, it's not that good. And like, how motivated are you going to be to work on it, let alone finish it? Like, so you need to reassess how you think and feel about your work and yourself. And if you do have that negative self-talk, or that kind of like, well, I don't know if it's any good, I'm bad, that neurotic fucking annoying, it's like, yet you want people to watch your stuff and listen to it and play it, like, is it narcissism? You just think, well, I don't even really care, I barely tried, but still, you should watch it or else you're an asshole, fuck you, like, what? You know, so really think about that stuff and look at it, because like I said in the past, I don't take anybody's attention for granted. I'm stoked if like one person listens to this podcast or watches what I do, because I think it's valuable. So therefore, I don't take it for granted. I'm not just going to be like, hey, look at my work just because. Like, no, I got to sell you on it. Why should you look at my work? Well, I need to sell you on it. I'm going to tell you why. And in my career, I like that kind of stuff. Like, with my first animated feature film, I coined the genre of its own, the artistic style, which was strainime, which was strangeness mixed with 8-bit, mixed with anime. So you can go look it up, STR, the number 8, NIME. There's like a Wired magazine article and some other stuff. But, you know, it was like, the first film produced in strainime, the amazing new animation technique, blah, 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 blah. Selling people on it. I like doing that because I like that. And, the thing I got that from was that Ray Harryhausen, who was an old school stop motion animator, he's like the godfather of American stop motion animation, who inspired me and a ton of other kids to like his monster movies and to become animators. And I took my strainime thing from his Dynamation thing. So he had an animation technique called Dynamation. And I saw a promo for it. Dynamation, the revolutionary da-da-da, right? I like that stuff. And so think about it. Do you like that stuff? Do you like being excited about things? And if so, then, hey, why don't you take your stuff and what you're doing and do that? You know, and it's like, you got to be on your team. You have to be excited about what you're doing. If you're not, if it's just like a confidence thing, that's one thing. But, you know, it can also show you that maybe you're making things that you don't believe in. If you can't find the energy and the creativity and the passion to describe your stuff with energy, creativity, and passion, maybe you're making the wrong stuff. So, hey, why don't you think about what is the thing you need to make that makes you excited, creative, and passionate about talking about it and sharing it? If, I mean, as a person, if you're not the person that you're excited in whatever about, then do what you can within within practical and sane means to change yourself. I mean, like getting in shape or doing stuff like that, like, you know, stuff that doesn't require surgery. Do that stuff. If you feel bad about yourself because you're out of shape or whatever, then get in shape. And so you can talk about yourself. I don't know. It's all connected, you know, so you got to like to do it, I think, optimally. You know, you may look at people that are like that, you know, that are all like, dude has a six pack and he's all hey, marketing the shit, being all super successful. It's like they're, quote, firing on all cylinders. You can do that too. I mean, we're all, you know, there is no ideal person. That's just a fucking retarded thing to chase. You know, I'm trying to look like Chad with bleach white teeth and chiseled jaw and perfect hair and a six pack and I'm 6 foot three. Like, there's some things that, you know, we can never be, so it's stupid to try to chase it. There's lots of people that'll sell a shit to try to be that, but I mean, the best you. Be the best you you can be. And a saying like that, like with ideals, I think it was Mae West, the old time actress, or no, was it Mae? I think it was. She had a quote I read in a book. It was like, a man could be fat, dumpy, and balding, but if he has fire, women will love him, right? So, like, that's how I look at my work. You know, you might probably laugh, like, you know, it's funny, but I do, like, my work I've created, my career, it's not perfect. It's kind of fat. It's kind of dumpy. Yeah, it's kind of balding, but it has fire. So people will like it. And it's like, yeah, okay, I can't sing perfectly. I don't rap perfectly at 8,000 fucking words per second. I don't want to do that anyway. But, hey, but I have fire, not spitting. I guess I've been known to spit fire on occasion, but you know what I'm saying, right? So my animation, the same thing. It was all clunky and this and that. Like, it's really good now, but it had fire. Now I'm doing games, my code, my programming, my design. I do my best. Yeah, it's kind of dumpy and balding maybe, but it has fire. So focus on the fire. Focus on the creativity, the originality, the passion, the fire. Find the fire. If what you're creating right now doesn't have that fucking fire in it, then change it. Then add the shit that will give it fire, or take the things away that are limiting your fire, because you have it. You just got to tap into it and go with it. And yeah, like I said, do your best to be that person you want to be. And within normal fucking sane means, of course, you know, if you want to be a fucking, like, I saw some dude who wanted to be a horse so bad, he like cut his hands off. It's like, come on. Nah, that's insane. Like, don't do that. Normal means, you know, we're all dealt a fucking hand of cards when we're born. None of them are perfect. It may seem like some people get better hands, but hey, we got our hand. We got to play with them. Can't go like, I want to reshuffle. Like, that's just not how it is. We came here in this giant fucking procedural game called life. You know, whatever the seed that we got that created our life and all this stuff is what we got. We got to play, right? Are you the type of person that plays a roguelike or whatever? And then if you don't like what you got and you're, you know, when you play, do you reset it? Do you keep like reloading the game until you get something you like? Maybe you do. I don't. I just play with it. I'm like, well, this is what I got. Let me make the best out of it. And actually, several times I got like shitty roles. I guess if you bring it back to Dungeons and Dragons or D&D, whatever, it's like you can start with a shitty role, but end up like having an awesome game. And inversely, you can have an awesome role and get all the best weapons and power ups and all this shit, and just have a terrible game and die like right away. So you never know. Same thing with your work. You may think your work is shitty or whatever, your skills suck. But you never know. Just fucking play the game out. That's what we're here to do. We're not here to just keep resetting it until we think we get the perfect game. Because even if you get the perfect game, it can still go bad. And if you look at the people who try to force the perfect games, like if you watch documentaries on people who are obsessed with like plastic surgery and they're like, I need to look perfect. I need to look like a Barbie doll or a Ken or a fucking dolphin or whatever. And then they try to get this ideal physicality and then they get it and they still end up fucking committing suicide or doing some dumb shit or killing themselves, or they're still depressed and miserable because it's not about getting the perfect role. And when I say role, you know, I'm talking about both like D&D, like a role-playing game, and, you know, rolling the dice of life, however DNA worked out to make us who we are. our skills. You know, it seems like some people are born with awesome art skills. They can just draw. They can just sing. They can just dance. They're hella ripped. But most people are not. But you still got to play. You know, you got to play. And we're in the realm of creativity, so your physicality doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're 2 feet tall or 10 feet tall. We can all compete on the same field. You know, it's a level playing field when it comes to that. And that's one of the things I like about art and creativity. You know, like, you could come from a rich family. You could be like a trust fund person and never have to worry about money. You know, your family's super rich and give you whatever you want. But it can, you can get better tools. But in the realm of creativity, I'm still going to beat your ass, son. And I'm a nobody from nowhere. But I got the creativity, originality, the passion, the fire. So I was dealt a hand, whatever. I got a shitty fucking hand. I'll beat the fucking person with the best hand who pays off the dealer and they keep fucking giving him a new one. I'll beat him anyway. Over time. Damage over time. DOT. So you can do the same thing. You know, it's not about feeling bad that we're not perfect and this and that. Fuck that. Like, do your thing regardless. That's what we're here to do. Again, I said this in previous podcasts. Look at nature. If there's a fucking bird that's born with a mutation that makes it hard for it to fly, does it just give up and fall over and die? No, it tries to fucking fly and does it best. It does its best to fucking fly and live its life. And that's what we need to do too. Do your best no matter what. Look at nature. Nature doesn't, we're just the fucking dumbasses who get lost in our own head and be like, I'm so smart. I'm going to shit all over myself and defeat myself and not do anything because I'm so smart. It's like, get out of here. Maybe you need to get a little dumber. Maybe you need to start sparring. You know, I had a lot of concussions when I was a kid. So maybe I got dumb enough to knock that shit out of me. So I'm not fucking smart enough to know that I'm not that skilled. So I shouldn't be trying these things that I fucking succeeded at and blasted everyone's asses at, son. And I'm not talking about you. You know, it's my little things, my little victories. Like, I made my 2007 animated feature film, We Are the Strange, with nothing by myself. No one from nowhere with little garbage. And in little film festivals, I beat, like, studio movies from other countries with, like, $20 million budgets. Those are my victories. Those are my little battles. And I know they're completely arbitrary. It has to do with the jury of people, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But in this little tiny world, to me, it means something. And I didn't, you know, I don't have fucking trophies or whatever sitting around here. I don't give a shit about any of that. It's just, those are the things that do it for me. And those can be the things that, you know, do it for you too. Those little moral victories or things like that. So, yeah, I just wanted to come on here and talk about that and just say, like, if you're doing that, if you're doing that negative self-talk about yourself and your work, just stop it. Just try something different. There's a saying I always remember. It's not mine, but if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. So if you don't like the situation you're in, if you don't like the loop that keeps happening to you, change something, try something differently. If you're doing that whole, well, my work, shit, it's not very good. Well, I don't know, blah, blah, and then you don't like the outcome, do it differently. Maybe try being confident. I know it's like easy for you to say, you're just, nobody's fucking born confident. You're confident through repetition of doing things successfully. So if you're not doing things successfully, try changing something, because that's what we all do. You know, you figure that out when you become an adult. That, like, no one knows what the fuck they're doing. They're just making it up as they go along. And if they happen to succeed, it's like, cool, I did. So do the same thing. But if you're not getting what you want, do different things. If you're, you know, in relationships, if you're lonely and you're like, I'm so lonely and there's no one, it's like, are you asking people out? Are you changing your behavior? Are you getting out of your comfort zone and doing things that make you uncomfortable to go after what you want? If the answer is no, it's just like, well, okay, well, what the fuck do you expect? Do you think the world is just going to stop and go, here's all your dreams come true that you don't have to work for? No, that's not how it works. You have to go after them. And for a lot of things, you'll be surprised once you get over that fucking initial gigantic iceberg of anxiety and fear that's like, no, 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 this is wrong. Don't do it. Ah, you'll be like, whoa, I didn't realize it was this easy. All I had to do was this thing differently. So this comes from my experience, both as a professional weirdo and amateur weirdo as a human being and adult human life, as well as childhood human life experiences. So, yeah, I would hope that, if you're doubting yourself, if you're shitting on yourself, shitting on your own work, you're not selling yourself properly. I don't mean as a prostitute or with the old man whose dicks you got to touch to get famous like the last episode. I mean, when you're describing your stuff to other people, when you're putting it out online, and with your self-talk, because all it is a switch. It's just perspective. And you're like, I wish I could be confident. You can just be confident. Just fucking act confident. Like, there's another quote. I know it's from Magic and Theory in Practice by Aleister Crowley, but it's like, the world gets out of the way of a man who knows where he's going. And it's like, just pretend you know where you're going. You've seen those fucking YouTube videos where the guys put on the yellow vest and walk into the buildings and no one doubts them and lets them through. That's how it is in life. Just pretend you know where you're going and that you know what you're doing, even if you don't, and people will believe you. They'll think you know what you're doing and they'll follow you and listen to you. And then eventually you keep working hard and doing, you'll be like, oh shit, I do know what I'm doing. And then it becomes real. So I guess there is a case of fake it till you make it with that. Like, just fake it. Pretend you're someone you look up to. Like I was talking to him about previous podcast, how I use like Goku and Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z. That's like my role models. Like, what would Goku do? What would Guts from Berserk do? I don't have a Dragon Slayer sword, so I can't cut this person in half right now. But what would he do? What would he say? You know what I mean? So use that. But if you do what you've always done, you get what you've always gotten. So if you don't like what you're getting in life, fucking change it. Change something. You know? Not don't go chopping your genitals off and getting unicorn horns in your head. No, that's not going to do anything but make you more fucking depressed. You are dealt a hand. You may not like it, but you got to play with it. That's what life is. Think about nature. If you don't know much about nature, go into nature. I'm really inspired by nature. When I was a kid, I was an amateur entomologist and herpetologist, way into nature. I still am a naturalist appreciator of nature. You know, on my own, I study it. It's on my own, casually. You know, I see a new insect. Oh, what's that? Da-da-da. Read about it. But nature is inspiring. You cut all the fucking branches off a tree, it still tries to grow. You're going to have to fucking cut it down to the stump. It'll still try to grow then. You have to pull the fucking stump out and fill it with salt and all this shit people do to try to kill trees. But that's how you got to be. You got to fight for you and you got to fight for your work. And if you're not willing to fight for it, change it in a way that you are. You might be creating selfish work. You might be creating work that you want to make just so you look cool or fucking people will bang you or you'll be rich. You're not going to find the passion, the creativity, the originality from that, because that's ego-driven. That's just you trying to enrich yourself in various ways. It has to be bigger than you. Find that. What's your calling? What's your cause? Everybody has one. What did you want to do when you were 8 years old, 10 years old? Because usually before our souls get fucked up and we're just like, life sucks, it's shit. Just get rich or die trying. I'm just going to make money, fuck everybody, and live in a mansion and that. Whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know who any of you are. Well, I do know a couple of you in real life. But out of my massive audience of 28 people, I don't know anything about you. I'll just say that. So, but I hope you listen to these words of this professional weirdo who's going fucking strong 20 years on, son. In another 20, I'll be the fucking same. I'll probably be crazier. In another 20 after that, I'll just be all blah. So everybody has that fire. So just find it. Spark it up and go. Burn. All right. I'm going back to work. Thanks for listening. And if you have any questions, comments, whatever, use the message thing on this and ask me a question. I'll do my best to answer it. So I hope this was helpful to somebody out there. Professional weirdo podcast. If you're an amateur weirdo, go professional. I'm telling you, confidence, selling yourself in the right way that you deserve and your work deserves is professional. Changing your work so that you believe in it and can speak about it in that way is professional. So yeah.